spill coffee all over the table.
Well done. Well done. That's the way you want to start a show.
Ah,
spilled coffee. No use crying over spilled coffee.
That's your fault. Now after the horse is
bolted. After the horse is bolted and all that.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Look at the state of the place.
Morning, folks. 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Jim. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim with this Thursday.
That's your fault, no.
Hopefully your morning has gotten off with a slightly smoother stir.
Jeez, look at this. I have to lift everything in the air now.
You have to lift everything in the air.
I'm having a very stressful couple of days.
Are you?
Yeah. My fridge freezer needs defrosting.
Oh, that's a shocking job.
It's a shocking job.
You'll be out with the hairdryer and everything, you'll be.
Oh, jeez. And then you have the cleaning that goes on after the defrost.
Yeah, the amount of towels you use. It's like one of those old-fashioned ways of somebody having a baby. Get me hot water and towels.
I need towels, lots of towels.
Is she having a baby? No, I need to defrost the freezer.
That's all happening as we speak. And then my alarm didn't go off this morning. So that didn't happen.
You're here.
Huh?
But you're here.
Well, yeah, it just so happened to wake up at the same time, I suppose. And now I'm after spilling coffee all over that flipping desk.
Well, look, it comes in threes. That's it now. You're in the clear.
Is it?
Absolutely. You're in the clear. Trust me, buddy. It's all downhill from here.
Oh, brilliant. That's what I wanted to hear. Deadly.
Right, morning to Aaron. God, haven't heard from Aaron in ages. How are you doing,
Aaron? What's the story, you know?
He wants to know, can anybody join us this Friday at the Crazy Golf? Well, it depends on how up-to-date your life insurance is.
Yeah, yeah.
If you've sufficiently high life insurance, then you'd be probably safe, all right?
Well, I think it's... Do you know something? Aaron, leave us alone, will you? For God's sake, it's going to be humiliating as it is. Do you know what I mean?
That's true, actually.
Yeah, oh, yeah. My God.
I'm not sure it's something that other people should witness.
No,
I've
got an offer.
Or is that? English Ian, morning to you. Also, Margaret reckons it's like winter in Fermoy this morning. That's a terrible thing, Margaret. God, we'll have to do something to cheer you up.
Winter.
Deborah in RD wants us to wish her a happy 44th birthday.
All right, well, happy snorty snort.
That's shocking. I mean, obviously, it's great that you're having a birthday. Have a great birthday. But that you have to wish yourself happy birthday.
Ah, well, where's it's so early in the morning.
Where's the rest of the gang?
So early in the morning. That's it. They'll all be along soon, I hope. Happy birthday from us anyway, Deborah.
Yeah, have a cracking day, Deborah. Somebody else texted in to say, and I've obviously missed this, but our lads, Rutger Hauer.
He's dead. He's gone. Oh, no.
Lara Barra, let us know.
Oh, he was brilliant.
Did you know that before Larbar told us?
No, that's it now.
I'm going to just find that out now.
Yeah, same here. Oh, that's terrible news. Jeez.
Rutger Hauer, yeah. He was, was he Blade Runner? No, he wasn't Blade
Runner. He was in Blade Runner, yeah.
God almighty. Thanks for that, Larbar. Morning, lads, from a not-so-summery Cork, from Finbar. Chainsaw Man has a very unique way of describing the morning. Particularly for a man who has to go and work on trees.
What he wrote about it rhymes with Bernolics.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, very well done, sir. Very well done.
Yeah, there you
Chainsaw Man, God, I feel for you in that.
Although, wait a minute.
Would a tree be slippery, though?
What's wrong with the morning?
Well, it's obviously not a very good morning for working on trees.
Why? Because it's like overcast.
Well, maybe where Chainsaw Man is. I mean, where Margaret is, she says it's like winter, for God's sake.
Ah, that's the height of exaggeration. Unbelievable.
Pad the Plasterer checking in. Morning, lads. Only 2 days to go. Thanks for the mornings keeping me going. Oh, that's Nipper.
Nipper.
We've only got today and tomorrow with Nipper. We have to make the most of it.
We've lost Nipper.
We've lost Nipper for a while.
Ah, oh, jeez.
Actually, what we'll do is we'll start to find Nipper a new job. It starts very early in the morning.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Nipper.
We'll work on it, Nipper. Leave it with us.
And we apologise for Tara's lack of cooperation.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Alan in Ballyfermot says, morning, lads. I love defrosting the freezer.
Ah, what are you talking
about? Why don't you get Alan round? Just get Alan round.
How do you
love
it? Unplug it with the door open for an hour and then a hammer comes in. Ah, no. I'm not doing any of that.
There's a real... That's a bloke's way.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Sure, I'd have to...
None of that softly.
I'd have the sides and all gone off the thing. I wouldn't be able to do... I don't have your finesse with a hammer, Alan, unfortunately.
Okay. Alan, do you want to nip round? How far is Ballyfermot from Dunleary?
That's all around Dublin, isn't it? Nothing's that far.
Alan has nothing better to be doing.
Yeah, of course not.
For God's sake, I mean, look, he's up at this hour of the morning.
They're coming at my fridge and freezer with a hammer.
Absolutely. He's obviously got nothing in his life. For a man who's into, defrosting freezers with a hammer, sure, he's unemployable. Sure, he'd be that's free. True, he'd be free all day.
Imagine actually asking someone how to, and he says, "Oh, don't worry, you'll be around with the hammer now." No, he won't. I'm not telling you, Major.
Leonard says, "Morning, lads. Totally horrible day in Limerick. Wind and heavy rain."
What?
So there you go. You see, and I think Chainsaw Man's in Limerick, so it's obviously that's what he's, you know, and you don't want to be up a tree
in wind and heavy rain.
Without a chainsaw in wind and heavy rain.
Jeepers. I don't want to be up a tree with a chainsaw now, I'll be honest with you. Ever. That sounds like a recipe for disaster in my hands.
That's one challenge.
Couldn't even get to the table with a cup of coffee.
Yeah, Janet and Luther, the best things in life are free here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. And by the way, it looks as though the entire Limerick contingent have been on saying that it's absolutely awful.
Well,
weather-wise,
there you go.
It's lashing, horrible, and all sorts of stuff. And even
I know how to make you feel better, Limerick. It's actually nice. It's nice here for us. Thank you very much.
And even Dan 2.0 has been on to say it's feckin' horrible in North Cork. And you know what it's like when it's lashing rain in Newtown Shandrum.
I forgot the name and I couldn't join in the song. I'm raging. I'm raging. Oh yeah. No!
I'll let you take the next line.
It's what?
Where what? The wind what? Is blowing.
I'm way off today, aren't I? God, I'm terrible today.
Anyway, Dan, we did our best.
It's lashing. Yeah, no, not good today.
Right, birthdays. It is an unusual mix of birthdays for you today.
It certainly
Bobby,
is.
Right?
Says me, who hasn't a clue what they are.
I know, but trust me, it's an unusual mix. Let's just say that, right? First up for you, let's see if you can even know who this person is.
Mum and Dad wanted to explain a little bit to me before I went to school, and they just showed the video of my birth, which to a four-year-old is pretty not very nice, and just said I was born a little bit different to everybody else.
Now, what would your
name of God is that?
What would your best guess be as to why somebody would show a kid a video of their own birth? And they, you know,
I can't think of that unless it was. I can't think of that. This was,
I
like,
tell you, piece of history, a piece of history that we've used on CSI many times.
Really?
Yeah. Because this lady is literally, she is a first.
She's the first test tube,
yes!
Baby.
Yes!
No way!
It's her birthday today, Louise Brown, yeah?
Oh my God!
The first test tube baby. I was watching some of the videos on it yesterday when I was getting the clip and stuff, and it's like, she was carted all around the world. They were bringing her to China and all to show her off as like, and people were like, she was all on all the interview. Like,
it's a bit weird, isn't it? Like a bit of a freak show.
Yeah.
It's a bit mad.
And everybody at the time, because when you find out her age, you realise how far back you're going. But everybody at the time was like, you know, and does she only have the two heads? Or like, no, she's normal. Yeah, no, I know, but I mean, is she green or whatever? No, she's just like a baby. Oh, but I mean, you know.
Unbelievable.
Does she glow in the dark?
But
no, it's just a baby.
It's just a baby, yeah. God. I thought I remembered this. Maybe I don't.
Because it's one of those things that you've come across it on CSI so many times.
Yeah, but wasn't she born in the 80s?
She was born in the... I'd have to work that out now. If you take the one away from the table, there, that'll be her. Yeah. And then you go back to... That'll be... No, actually, she might have been born just before the 80s.
Oh, there, you're making life a little bit easier on me now.
Yeah, I think so. No, but then again, see, that'd be if you're trusting my mathematics.
Oh, jeez.
Which
right.
is ropey.
She's 41.
Yes! I'm actually more pleased that my maths worked out.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know. That one probably shouldn't count, considering I narrowed it down to a really fine corner. But that's all right. I'll take me wins where I can get them.
So there you go. The world's first test tube baby is 41 today.
It's mad.
Man.
Mad.
That might be a bit more in your frame of reference is Matt LeBlanc. For two reasons, of course, not just friends, but he went to all Top Gear, didn't he, as well? So
oh, he did, of course.
Two of your great loves.
And he's in this amazing show. And can I remember the name of it? No, can't. And it's absolutely hilarious. And it's about... He's a Hollywood actor and two people from England come over.
Oh, I've seen it.
Oh, it's
your
brilliant.
Your man Stephen something is the other actor in it. He's real.
Having a clue. Two posh Brit tops.
Yeah. I was just going
to
say.
And they write this sitcom and he's in it. They don't want him in it, but he gets to be in it.
And he sort of plays himself nearly.
He plays himself, but a much more mean version of himself.
Yeah.
And apparently when they were making it, he was the one that was going, no, it's not bad enough. I'm not looking bad enough. And he kept pushing until they turned and made him into like the worst person they could.
Wow.
And it's hilarious. And here I am, I can't remember the name of it. For the life of me, I can't remember the name of it.
An episode or half of two episodes or even one of them jobs.
It's absolutely brilliant show. Better than Friends.
Anybody know what that's called so I can kind of go back and look for it? 087-188-0008
Because now I've harped on enough about it. People are going, oh, I'd like to watch that. What's the name of that? No idea. Not a rashers. Watched all four series. Having a Riddler.
Four series?
Yeah, yeah. There's at least four series. There's three anyway. And I think four.
Here, I can look it up. I'll look him up on IMDb or something and find out.
Oh, it's great crack. And he seems like brilliant fun. He's so able to just take the wee-wee out of himself. I love people that can do that. But what age is he? I'm going to say he's 52.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Yes, he is. Look at what's happened.
Look what's after going on this morning.
Oh,
it's
my
always
God.
The less
you see,
I know.
What did I tell you? I told you that it comes in threes, that your luck would change.
Oh,
don't do that
to me now. There's a long way to go.
Three instances, and then look at that. We've arrived here. Now, the only trouble is, right, I did warn you at the start it was an unusual mix.
You did warn me, right. Yeah, you did.
So, basically, the two people that you have to choose from to get one more correct answer and win yourself yet another day off.
Yes.
Right. But the good news is they both only have one name each.
Right.
Right. So, you know the way, like, people are known as Madonna, Prince, things like that, right?
Yes.
They're sort of in that neck of the woods, right? So your potentials are Hulk and Iman.
What Hulk? There's loads of them.
This Hulk is the Brazilian footballer that plays in China.
Ah, you're a jackass.
I couldn't help it. There's no
you're
out there.
You're an absolute jackass.
I can't find any other ones.
A Brazilian called Hulk that plays in China.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
He's a very famous footballer.
Unbelievable.
Right.
You're a jackass.
If you can't get him, there's Iman.
Who's he now?
No, it's a woman.
Right. Brilliant. This is really going well.
A model who was once married to David Bowie.
Right.
So you've got Iman or Hulk.
Is your man Hulk still playing?
Yes, he is. So that's a fighting chance straight away.
I'm going to go for a Hulk because he's still playing and that narrows the range. A man could be like David Bowie, them rock fellas go out with all sorts of ages. She could be 90 or she could be 19. I wouldn't have a clue. But the other fella.
Okay, right.
I'll try and narrow him
down to a playing career. And to be fair, a playing career in China, bear in mind.
Yeah. He's 29. Fart off. That was a stupid. Now, you ruined it there. You did that on purpose.
I ruined it.
You did, yeah.
It's not my fault they were born today.
Yeah. Well, you had something to do with it.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff, Tara. Almost 6.32. How are you this morning?
Flying form. It's Friday's Eve. How did that happen?
I don't know. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've had the best night's sleep that I've had in about 6 months.
Oh, so a cat didn't come in and sleep in your head.
Cat did not come in. No.
How have you not noticed that? I'm sorry. I mean, you know, could you really...
It sounds like a likely story if he didn't have the video evidence...
And to me, now, I have
to
say,
video evidence,
if I could sleep so well that an animal could come in, sleep on my head, and I wouldn't even notice it, I'd consider that a blooming good sleep.
Yeah.
I have a cat who scratches my door down, my bedroom door, if somebody, because often I have, particularly in the summer, I have to go to bed before my kids.
Yeah.
So if one of them leaves the kitchen door open, she comes up and tries to wake me, and usually at around 3 o'clock in the morning. Which is pleasant.
Yeah.
That's nice of the cat.
She gets biffed right out the bedroom window, let me tell you.
You've got a cock-a-doodle cat.
Yeah. Wait. I had to think about that one for a moment. But yeah, I
actually,
do.
Yeah. Try and keep a clean PJ if it don't work.
Well, I could have said... Oh, no.
No.
Yeah, actually, that could have gone... Very, very wrong. Couldn't
I tell you? Now I really want to say it.
Let's move on. BGs and Night Fever 20 to 7. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, as Tara pointed out. Hopefully you're in good form, although I know loads of people are very miffed about the fact that the weather seems like Limerick and Cork getting battered with the old wind and rain this morning. Not a good thing at all. But 0871 880 0008 on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout regardless. By the way, thank you to all of the people who texted in to put us straight on that programme that Matt LeBlanc was in. It's his birthday today. 52 he is today. We couldn't for the... Well, specifically PJ was trying to think of a show that he really, really loves that Matt LeBlanc is in. It's a sitcom with Matt LeBlanc and two other English people, and he plays a sort of a Hollywood actor who's a bit of a pain in the arse. To be honest.
It's a sitcom about a sitcom.
Exactly. And the weird thing about it is a number of people pointed out that I actually said the name of it while struggling to think of the name of it.
Yeah.
Because I said that I hadn't seen much of it, that I'd seen maybe an episode or I'd seen maybe like two half episodes.
And that's it. That's the name of it.
The show is called Episodes.
So there you go. There you go.
So, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all, to be honest. But anyway. So thank you for that. Also, somebody has texted in to say...
Well, I watched four series now and I couldn't.
You said it once.
You said it at least once, maybe twice. And I was like, can't think of the name of it. Can't. So there you go.
I just realised that. Yeah. So I was saying it and you were like, yeah, no, but I don't know what the name of it is.
Yeah, I seen it. And you went, I've seen an episode or episodes. No, yeah, I know. It doesn't matter what you did to him. I can't think of the name of it.
Brilliant.
So there you go.
Brilliant.
So don't beat yourself up too much.
Also, somebody texted in, you know, one of the birthdays you had to try and guess was Hulk.
Yeah.
Which you weren't happy about.
No, I'm very unhappy. I was on for the role. I was on for the hat trick.
Somebody's texted in to say your man Hulk's a class player. Played in Russia for years.
Now, to go back to what I said about the last thing we were talking about, I don't care. It's irrelevant. I don't know him. It was a ridiculous birthday for Jim to throw into the mix, and he threw it in.
I was struggling. I couldn't find any other ones.
He made him the last one in the hope that I'd be needing to get it right.
There might have been, you know, Hulk is one of those things. Like, I thought it might have stuck out in your head. You know, you don't get many players called Hulk. You know,
I know that.
There's Maradona. There's Messi. There's
a couple of Ronaldos.
You know, but Hulk is an unusual one. I thought it might have stuck out in your head.
Ridiculous name for a football player. Hulk. Unbelievable. And he gives himself grief over episodes. Tripping up your mate when he's looking for a day off is much worse.
I didn't do it deliberately. I couldn't find any other famous birthdays today.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had a great one, actually. And then it turns out that the poor lady is no longer with us. Because it would have been Estelle Getty's birthday today. Remember from Golden Girls?
And we
would have had a chance to play the old thank you for being a friend and all that. And then I was, God, that's brilliant, fantastic. How old is she? Oh, she's dead. Oh, yeah, right, that's not great.
That's never the crack.
That's never great.
It always knocks the fun out of things.
Yeah, it does a bit. Listen, 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, whatever's going on for you, Friday's Eve, we've all the regular bits and bobs today for you. We'll give you a crack at the hit bits. We're up around 770-ish.
780 today.
780.
Yeah, and 780
of course,
quid.
Big news on the hit bits. Yesterday, while we were doing the hit bits, Andy Bad News rocked up. Without bad news, but with the good news that on Friday we're getting a free clue Friday.
Free clue Friday. So that's it. If it's not won today with ourselves or Damien Farley at 20-5, tomorrow, before we play, free clue. There'll be a chance to sort of make much more sense of it.
Yeah. So a chance to get in for that. We're still looking to beat a score of, 10 or something on the breakfast table quiz?
10.
Thereabouts.
Yeah. Yesterday now. The less said about yesterday, the better.
Yeah.
We did have a great time, fun.
She was a lovely lady and her little daughter was with her and everything. But
I think we got 2.5 right. I know that sounds weird, but we did. So we gave her the 3, I think. So there you go. So
if that isn't an incentive for you to have a go, I don't know what is.
So 11 is what you need in the breakfast table quiz to take the lead.
Yeah. All of that's going on will be an interesting one if you're into your star signs, right? If you're into that sort of stuff, we've got an interesting little story on the way about that. Great news on the sporting front at the moment. Cricket, not traditionally regarded as an Irish game, of course, but I think we're handing the Brits their bottoms at the moment in the cricket.
Well, it looks like I'm into cricket now, so.
Yeah, there you go. PJ's going to be a convert on that score.
Although I don't know how to do I don't know how to understand it.
Yeah, don't be worrying about it.
I don't know how to understand the cricket.
As long as somebody turns around and says, great result for Ireland.
Yeah, you go, I know.
You just go, yeah, right. Just remember that.
Just remember that there. I bet you they're winning because they're playing with a slitter.
Delight Groove is in the heart here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy old PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, almost 7:10. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Good to have you along as always, of course. And if you want to give us a shout, feel free at any stage on the WhatsApp. It is free, 087-188-0008. And I tell you, this next story could have PJ Gallagher a little conflicted.
Maybe.
On the one hand, it involves something that he hates desperately. And on the other hand, it involves something that he loves immensely. It's a weird combination of weddings and dogs.
It really is, right? It really is. So a fed up woman, a woman who says she's absolutely, and to quote her, done with men. She plans on finally getting married. Yes, she does. She's been on 220 failed dates in the last few years, actually.
220?
Yeah, in eight years, yeah. From six different dating sites. And she says every single one of them has been a disaster.
Oh my God.
220 disastrous dates in 8 years from six different sites. She's done with men. And let me tell you, she's not just been dating any old flutes. Because back in the day, she's dated some of the biggest names ever. She was a page three model, so she was. She was with Seve Ballesteros. She dated him.
Wow.
Remember him? James Hunt, race car driver. James Hunt, the late great.
Yeah.
James Hunt. She's been with all of these.
Oh, my God. So she was moving in serious circles.
Moving in serious circles, so she was. And now she says, I'm done. I'm absolutely over and done with it. Men are useless. Now, she's getting married in the Catholic Church. Which women aren't allowed to, you know, whatever. Well, hold on. Let me rephrase that and tell you the true story. She's trying to persuade her local Catholic Church to allow her to get married in it.
Ah, right, okay. But because, like, she, you know, I mean, like, if she's already sampled the kind of what might be considered the elite level of men.
Yeah.
You know, successful athletes and wealthy and all that sort
yeah.
of stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, she's that's an extensive survey.
Well, you would have thought so on her part.
Yeah.
So she's done with men and she is marrying a male, but it's a dog called Logan. She's hopefully trying. She's got. Well, she is. Regardless, she's marrying. Whether she's allowed into the Catholic Church or not, let's be honest, she's not. It's a six-year-old golden retriever called Logan. Yes, she is. Now she's going to tie the knot in front of 20 other guests. She wants a small wedding, and she says she's going to wear the wedding. She will wear a wedding ring, while Logan will wear a top hat on the day. He also has a waistcoat and a bow tie. His two friends are huskies, Ajax and Bear. And they're going to be his best men at the wedding. He's having more than one best man.
That's allowed.
Suppose, you know. Yeah. You know. There you go. So there's Elizabeth of Ascot in Berkshire. She's been engaged twice, but she's never married before. And she says, this is it. She's getting married. She says, I thought it would be a good idea to marry Logan because he never leaves my side and we absolutely love each other. Some might think I'm bonkers, but it feels right. Well, I tell you something, Elizabeth. You are not bonkers.
This is the one wedding you wouldn't mind being invited to.
This is going to be the most successful marriage probably in the history.
You could buy a doggy treat.
Look, what happens after you get married anyway, right? The sex is gone, so that's grand. So that's totally, at least you don't have to worry about it. That's grand, right? It's only an idea after you're married, right? So that's fine. So that's done. And then it's about loyalty, devotion, and being non-judgmental and supportive.
No better person than a dog.
No human being can do that like a dog can do it. No human being.
Wow.
In fact, I think we should know. What's the biggest cause of divorce in Ireland?
I don't know.
It's people marrying people.
Right.
That's the biggest cause of divorce.
If people weren't married, there couldn't be divorce.
Yeah, well, and now we see. Well, actually, that's not. It's the fact that people are marrying people.
Other people.
If everybody married their dogs, we wouldn't have divorce. We wouldn't have separation. We'd have happy families everywhere.
Yeah.
People who got on with each other no matter what, to the very end, internally and always.
You would have a lot more weddings as well, though, because you know the way dogs don't necessarily always live as long as other humans and all.
Well, yeah, that's very true. And
so you'd have a lot more of them.
And how much crack would they be? How much crack would they
so
be?
So we've actually failed.
You wouldn't find a Labrador turning up in a white dress and making a show of the bride, I can tell you that much.
No.
And you wouldn't
exactly
get an Alsatian doing a long speech that bores the bloody life out of everybody.
Yeah. We now have the father of the dog.
You wouldn't get a bulldog standing up and saying, I loved her before you years ago. No.
Oh.
It'd be much better, much more civilised. And the marriage is to last a lifetime. So there you go. I'm all
for it. Be sure of that, though. You know what I mean? Like, because we're assuming that, like, the bride is obviously the female. But, I mean, what if the bride was the dog in question?
What about it? Yeah, what's
the
difference now?
What would happen if somebody, you know, if, like, some lad did rock up and say, you know, if there was a lot of, you know, woofs from the background because maybe she'd, you know what I mean? Just saying. She might have been, like, somebody who, you know, know, that particular dog might have been around the area for a while.
Well, if you're going to judge people by their past, Jim, you may as well stop talking to me. I'll tell you that. That's, you know what I mean? If you're going to start judging people by their past, you know what I mean? You're supposed to move forward with someone.
You're right.
Not get married to someone and go, well, yeah, we're him as well. Rover, the three-legged poodle. Jeez.
Huge 80s number one, Karma Chameleon from Culture Club here at Classic Hits. Almost 19 minutes past 7. Thanks so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday's Eve. Thursday, 25th of July. A couple of quick WhatsApps in just in relation to the, that last story about the model, the former model who's planning on marrying her dog.
Yeah.
Noelle in Cork has been on to point out the fact that if she's been on 200 plus dates and they were all disastrous, could it be the problem was her? That's a very valid point there.
Well,
see,
okay.
See, to be fair, like, fair play to you, Noelle. That is the one of those things where it's like, I have literally, you know, I've dated all of these people and they were all, everybody else was an idiot.
Yeah.
I was fine, obviously, but they were all terrible. Especially when some of them were people like James Hunt and Seve Ballesteros and stuff. You know
well,
what I mean?
That, yeah, well, yeah, yeah. True enough, true enough. I take the point.
Fair
yeah.
point, Noelle.
She is the common denominator in all of these dates, to be fair, yeah.
And also, somebody has pointed out the beautiful irony in the fact that she wants to marry her dog and she's from Berkshire.
I know, yeah. It's good, isn't it? It gives on so many levels, this story.
It does, it does. Right, almost 20 past 7, Hitbit on the way. Yeah, there's an 80s memory from a Kajagoogoo and Too Shy here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Actually, speaking of 80s, I think there was an announcement yesterday that the Forever Young festival has gotten the go-ahead for next year. Got all the thumbs up from the whoever it is.
Very
you get
good. Where did
from.
You hear that now?
I think it was on Twitter or Facebook or something.
Very
that,
good.
They what is it? County councils have to give you licences or something, do they? Or
oh, jeez, don't work? Ask me that.
I wouldn't have a clue.
I'm a fella now that's trying to figure out how to clean up after I'm defrosting the fridge, so there's no point in asking me these questions.
Anyway, I think it's good news on that front. It'll be happening again next year if you're a big fan of the Forever Young Festival. It had quite an impact, that did. Forums set up and all sorts
of
things.
People
are bananas
just
for
it. Shows the appetite there is for the music.
Absolutely.
Is still alive, well and hopping. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Oh, that's good stuff. That's great to know now.
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Of course, Hitbit on the way very shortly. But in the meantime, if you're planning to go on holiday, or if you're on holiday at the moment, or you've just back from holiday and all that sort of stuff, if you're doing the hotel thing, in fact, to be honest with you, it doesn't even necessarily have to relate to sort of specific summer holidays and all that sort of stuff. It could be just, you know, overnights, you know,
all, yeah.
Could be business trips, could be anything, this really.
Although, look, judging by what's on this list, I don't even know where to start with what people would have up to. In fact, holidays would be the last thing on the list. So, you know, the Premier Inn, it's a hotel chain that does bounce around the place. Well, they've put together a list of things that, well, I suppose they are the more unusual things that have been left in their rooms. So, you know, the cleaners come in.
Yeah.
You know, the room service people come in and they're like, somebody's after forgetting their goldfish. And that's literally one
what?
Of the list. Yeah.
No way.
Honestly, yeah, yeah. It's mad the stuff that's on the list. Mad that's on
was
the list.
I don't mean this the way this is going to sound, but was the goldfish left, like, in its bowl? Or are we talking about, like, a bag of water? Somebody won it at a fair?
No, it was in its bowl, yeah.
So somebody had brought it?
Yeah, someone brought it with them, yeah.
Or bought it? Or
maybe
just,
it was, what is it now? They have these service animals. Maybe it was like a comfort fish. Can you have a comfort fish?
Probably.
I think you could probably have a comfort fish. You know.
Although my idea of a comfort fish is covered in batter with
same
salt and vinegar.
Here. Same here. I think I don't. There's nothing more comforting than the fish and chips.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Yeah.
So
mind you, if it was you and me with the fish and chips, we certainly wouldn't have left any in the room.
No.
We scoffed at
sure.
any.
Yeah,
that'd, you know, that'd yeah, be that,
a, there might have been the wrapper off it, maybe. Yeah, but maybe, so a goldfish.
Maybe a bit of that fishy part after it was all finished. Be left behind, but that'd be about it. Yeah, so that's only one of the things. That one was in Birmingham, that particular one. But like to have these, it's just mad.
The norm, most people would assume the norm would be things like, you know, maybe toiletries, you know, you'd leave your shower gel behind or whatever.
Phone chargers, toothbrushes, toiletries, that's the very top of the list, right?
Jocks,
you're right.
Maybe, you might forget a pair of jocks that you took off in the bathroom. And
yeah, single shoes as well, left under the bed. You know, people scour and they just, stuff left under
single
the bed.
Single shoes?
Yeah, so they grab one, they get home and they've only the one shoe. I've done that.
Have you?
I've done that, yeah.
So
I have, yeah.
So obviously the way you were packing, you were in a hurry or something, you didn't realise you'd only put one shoe in.
And you just go, oh jeez, so you just grab everything you see. And I left, like, at that one time, that particular time, I left a charger, a shoe, and a toothbrush and paste behind me. Yeah.
A charger and a shoe.
Yeah. I was more upset about the charger.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Were you?
Yeah, it was, yeah. And then also left under beds. Teddy
Why?
Bears.
You should be happy enough to just go around in the one shoe. Whereas you're not too happy when your phone isn't charged.
Okay, yeah. I'd rather go around me bare. I'd rather go around me underpants and bare feet and have no battery left in the phone. You know what I mean?
Brilliant.
Let's be honest about
it.
Often found under the bed, books and teddy bears also very high on the list.
So there you go.
But here's a list of some of the more unusual stuff, right? Believe it or not, a glass slipper was found under a bed. Another one in England. The glass slipper.
That's not unusual. That's just like you said earlier on, you know, somebody packed one shoe and left the other one
behind. Nobody wears glass slippers. That's like Cinderella was out in the rip. He was on the razzmatazz after a couple
amazing.
Of nights.
I tell you something, though, that if you were the person who found that, I mean, the temptation to... What could you do with that? The quest you could go on.
You'd be going around to all
to
the staff.
Reunite us.
Does this fit you? Does this fit you?
I'm looking it up. Imagine arriving back to somebody's house, having checked them out on the register and all that, found out who was in that room, and go, "I'm here. Please remove your footwear.
And they'd be like,
I must see if the slipper fits."
Like, I'm calling the police.
Yeah, go away now.
I'm calling the police.
I've had people like you around here.
Garda, there's a man in here trying to get me to try on a weird shoe. That's the more realistic reaction to that. Also, a gas mask was found. How paranoid do you have to be that you go to a hotel and you're like, "Have I got everything now? In case something goes wrong, right? I have me two shoes, right? Yeah. I have me fish, and I have me
medical stuff. I have me plasters,
me
and
tablets,
me hay fever tablets, and all.
Right now, what do I need? Gas mask. You never know. I'm sharing with Jimmy. He's a tendency to.
Yeah, it could be a very big night out. You know the way he gets.
You know the way.
Guinness.
Jim will come in after a night out. He'll be there. How's it going? Hey, how are you? Give us a hug, PJ. It's so good to see you.
A gas mask
found, yeah.
Wow.
Then a box containing 50 brand new ties for a suit.
Neckties?
Neckties, yeah.
50?
50 new ties. A pageant queen's tiara was left behind. Ooh.
Brilliant.
That's there's a bitter taste left in someone's mouth there, isn't there? That's like they won it.
They got third place.
That's what it is, isn't it? That's something like that going on there. A wedding veil left after. That's understand. You forget these things. A Kim Kardashian style padded pair of underwear. Not mad.
So
Kim Kardashian
like,
style
to give you a bigger arse, like
padded underwear. Yeah, to give you a big hoop.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's. What?
So someone left them behind. Obviously, they weren't working. They were like...
Yeah, it wasn't a big... They needed to go and get...
That one was... I imagine that one was in Ireland where people, instead of just thinking you had a big arse, they were going over, they were just kicking you in your padded backside. Oh, what are you... You wore pads. A huge family portrait, apparently. An absolutely huge one. One you wouldn't miss when you're leaving the hotel room.
You see, there's that... Now it's starting to sound like people... You know, almost deliberately did it. They didn't want to pay for the recycling fees, so they went to the hotel and they just left it on the counter.
They didn't. They hung it on the wall. It was left hanging on the wall. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there you go. See, I wanted to see where you were going there. It was left hanging on the wall of the bedroom.
So they were like.
I
know the idea of trying to make the place home from home.
There you go.
Look at the pictures.
Now you've got, in my head, this is all one person. It's a fella with his padded jocks and his goldfish and his gas mask.
And his glass slippers.
His glass slippers. And he's stuck up a big picture of the family so he won't be lonely.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What sort of a business trip was that?
And you know what else? It was obviously a Christmas trip because there was a Christmas tree found in a hotel room. A Christmas tree. So somebody set up a Christmas tree for themselves. Isn't that... That's kind
oh
of...
Oh, my...
Something kind
know,
of sad about
I was just
that.
Going to say...
They set up a Christmas tree and they sat there... Oh, no, is it? Or is it someone like me that set up a Christmas tree and was just sitting there on their own with their little fish going... Ding dong, merrily on high. I tell you that I'm deadly.
A big family picture of you and your two dogs on
the wall. Yeah. No, yeah, that was what it was.
Fantastic.
Literally lying there going.
Sitting there in nothing but your Kim Kardashian jocks.
Yeah, watching the telly, singing to myself. Silent night.
Isn't it great and all?
Oh, way in the major.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit.
That's all I'm doing today.
That's enough.
€780 for the hit bit this morning. All for you, of course, if you can just tell us, what is this? And maybe that's not enough, but maybe it will be tomorrow. If it's not one today, it's Free Clue Friday tomorrow. So a clue is on the way. Have you got a clue even thought up yet, Mike?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Yeah, ready to go.
No, there's right. A bloke who's lying through his teeth.
It is, isn't
no.
it? Let's steal that clue from the horse's mouth. Yeah, I'm calling you a horse. And we'll try and give the money away first to Sinead Murphy in Limerick this morning. How are you, Sinead?
Good morning, how are you?
All good. Sinead, what about yourself?
Oh, not so bad, not so bad.
And now listen, you're in Limerick. We had loads of texts and WhatsApps in earlier saying Limerick, it was lashing down and windy and all sorts of things. It's not too pleasant, no?
Not too pleasant, but the sun's going to be shining the weekend when Limerick beat Kilkenny.
Yeah, look at that, you see. Always a silver lining.
Certainly hope so. Certainly hope so. I'll be rooting for you, that's for sure. Right, €780. We'd love to give it to you, Sinead. What do you think it is?
Westlife, when you're looking like that.
Right, so Westlife.
Right, yeah. There's a song I'd never normally think of.
It's a good tune, actually.
Yeah. Me neither, because I actually like don't know what it is.
When you're looking like that. No?
Yeah, that brought it straight back to me.
Yeah. Oh, that one.
It's not right, unfortunately. I'm so sorry, Sinead, but I swear it again. There's a clue tomorrow.
Oh,
I swear it all over again.
Cheers, Sinead. Bye-bye.
See
you, Sinead. Did you notice that as soon as Mike gave the punch, Sinead, it was right. Okay,
yeah, okay,
see
good
you
luck.
Now.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Things to be doing, yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Right, we're staying in Limerick this morning. Stephen Hayes, how are you getting on, Stephen?
How's it going, guys?
Not so bad at all. How are you?
I'm good, guys.
Yeah, what's your plans for the day ahead?
I am just on my way to Cork at the moment.
On your way to Cork? Oh, great stuff, yeah.
Well, is that? That's work, is it, Stephen, or is...
Yeah, it's work. I'm doing a run from DHL in Shannon to DHL in Cork.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. Right, so base to base. Let's see if we can... let's see if we can stop you off somewhere on the way and fill your face with £780 worth of breakfast. What do you think it is?
Phil Oakley and Giorgio Moroder.
Oh,
in Electric Dreams.
Oh, good.
I love that song. I love that song. Right.
It's an okie dokie guess, but it's not a right guess.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Don't you, oh, God, me. That was brilliant.
Wow.
Better than 2 days ago, anyway, Mike.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's first. It definitely is.
Consider yourself getting off lightly, Stephen. Listen, safe driving, man. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
See you, Stephen. Thanks.
Bye bye. Right, so are we edging closer to a feel good Friday? I was going to say that.
It's
and
all
a free clue Friday.
Yeah, all the same thing, really, when you think about it. 20-5, though. Damien Farley will give you another goal. It'll still be £780 with him, of course.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't give it away, the pressure's on. Mr.
Start
Mike.
Polishing your guessing stuff, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Or your clues, I meant. Your guessing stuff.
Jim in the morning.
Anastasia Left Outside Alone here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve. Of course, touching distance of the weekend, folks. 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. By the way, just briefly before we get into this next bit, Mary in Santry was on to ask me, would I do her a favour? She says, Jim, please remind PJ that it's exactly 5 months till Christmas Day.
What an absolute pain in the flute you are. I hope you have a terrible day. I don't know where you are, but I hope it pisses on you.
So from
unbelievable.
That, so from
what
that.
Was that for? Why would anyone do
I
that?
I don't know. Mary
in the middle
said
of July.
You just felt you might need to know that.
In the middle of July. You're
anyway.
I'll tell you
let's
something.
Let's move on to happier things, shall we?
I certainly hope so.
I don't like cricket.
Yes, indeed. The cricket is in full swing. Now, it's unusual, to be fair, that we would involve ourselves in cricket because Ireland aren't known as a cricket nation, are they? Well, up until
definitely
recent
not.
Years. Recent years have changed a little bit, but, you know, again, not with the sort of the Australias and the West Indies and
Pakistan
and the Englands and all that.
Whoever
stuff.
Else plays. But Sri Lanka plays. I don't know.
When you're playing England, it's a different ballgame.
Of course it is. We could be
so
playing.
Matters.
If we were playing England in roller skate wrestling, we would be there going, right, this
yeah.
is, I'm so need to know what's going on here.
Exactly. And yesterday, first day of a 4-day test. Somebody was saying it's a 5-day test, but it's definitely just a 4-day test. At least that's what Sky Sports are reporting. But anyway, first day of a 4-day test. Ireland had a great day. Bowled England for just 85 runs. They were all out for 85 runs. Ireland now have a 100 and something lead at the moment going into
amazing.
Day two.
Amazing, amazing.
Unbelievable. Now, there was something, basically what's going to happen now is, right, we're going to try and help PJ to get his head around it, because naturally he's a very, very passionate very nationalistic kind of Irish supporter. So he wants to get behind it with real verve, don't you? You want to know what you're cheering.
Well, you know what I mean? I also just want to know, what the bloody hell is cricket? You know, that's the thing. It's been annoying me my whole life because I always have this theory that there's no bad sports. There's just sports you don't understand.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. That's a good way to look at it.
So that's kind of the thing. But cricket, it's everything about it is like... Do you know what I feel like when I'm watching cricket?
What?
Do you know what I feel like? When you're on the road and your car breaks down and you go, for some reason... Lift up the bonnet there.
Yeah.
And I might as well be looking in to the Atlantic Ocean.
I agree.
And screaming, who turned the lights out? I'm never going to know what's happening. But
exactly.
Still, you look.
But so that's how, you look,
about,
yeah.
That's how I feel about cricket.
Right, well, listen. We're going to go through some terms, right, to get you a bit more familiar with cricket. Let's see where your level of knowledge is.
Oh.
Okay, how much there's... By the way, before we get into this, you know that expression, sticky wicket? You've heard that before.
I've heard the expression.
Somebody being on a sticky wicket.
Yeah.
You know, meaning they're in a bit of bother or whatever.
You know, is that what it is?
That emanates from cricket. Well, what did you think it meant?
I thought he was doing something exciting.
No, no.
He's in a sticky wicket.
No, it's like, oh, he's on a bit of a sticky wicket there. Mm.
And
it actually comes from
great,
cricket. It means when the ground underneath the wicket is wet and it can make the ball do unusual things. It can go in, you know, unexpected kind of directions.
Well, there you go.
And that's where it comes from.
I've learned something already, you see?
Right, so let's
start
with the obvious one. One of the most famous expressions associated with cricket, googly. Right? So, what's a googly, PJ?
Well, it's when you don't know the score and you says, I'm going to just check the phone, I'm going to have a quick googly and I'm going to figure out what's going on there. Who's playing? I don't know. 1 second, I'll give it to googly. Pakistan and Australia. There you go.
That would be a brilliant answer, to be fair. It's actually a type of deceptive delivery bowled by a right arm leg spin bowler.
When you don't understand the answer, you're in serious trouble. It's a what? What did you say?
It's a type of deceptive delivery bowled by a right arm leg spin bowler.
Ah, fuck this. I'm not going to... A leg spin bowler. What's a leg spin bowler? That's like Fred Astaire. Is it? That's a dance move. I want to see a best left spin bowler. Do it for me now. That's it, honey. Move it. Shake it. Move it.
Right. Let's try and ease it down a bit.
Right, Jay. You're starting in the
deep
end.
You're playing cricket and you get a lollipop. Right?
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, right. So it's a metaphor. Right. A lollipop. It's when someone breaks your bat with a ball that's so hard that your stick looks like it's a lollipop.
No, it's just a really easy ball to hit. So it's a doddle, you know what I mean? They give you a really easy one, you lash it. Sure, that was a lollipop.
Right, sure, that was a lollipop, right?
Yeah.
Lollipop.
What about if you have a beamer?
Well, obviously, that's obvious. It's like Jim McCabe. You just turn up in your beamer. And they're going, here's your man now. He must be good. How'd you know? 7 series. Woo! Is it? It's obviously either that. Obviously, they're not into Mercs in cricket. They're there going, no. They're all beamer boys.
No.
The successful lads.
Unfortunately.
You get promoted. You start off with an Audi. And then if you're very good, you get a Merc. And then the best guys. Oh, that lad. He's a beamer. That fella.
Unfortunately, it's something like when a fast bowler bowls a ball to a batsman that reaches him without bouncing.
What are you saying?
So the ball basically gets from the bowler to the batsman without it ever bouncing. So he just basically lashes it at him.
Do you know what Jim sounds like? He sounds like, you know those tapes when you're trying to learn French years ago? And they go, beamer. A beamer. A man bowls a ball at the batsman without a bounce. Beamer. Beamer. That's what he sounds like. He sounds like those language things. Lollipop. Lollipop. A shot that's easy to hit. Lollipop. Isn't it? That's what he sounds like.
Well,
beamer. Beamer. Not a German car. That's what you sound like. I'm not getting any of this.
Okay. Yeah. I don't even know how much more. What about if we go Jaffa? What's a Jaffa?
It's an orange man. I know, that's big. I know the Jaffas love a bit of cricket. They do. They're mad for it. It's basically their national sport, isn't it?
I mean, I have to hand it to you, dude. To be fair to you, there's not a great deal of collaboration between the answers to these and the expressions themselves.
If you hold a cricket ball to your ear, you can hear the sash playing. You can hear a lambent drum.
And that's a Jaffa. That's a Jaffa.
And that's a Jaffa.
Look at this. A Jaffa is actually a delivery that's too good for the batsman and leaves him groping helplessly at thin air.
chaff.
It's basically a bloke in a state of distress, really, it appears.
Yeah.
Is a Jaffa.
Well, it's probably the 11th of July and they want to take down his bonfire. So that's what that is all about.
Something that you may relate slightly better to is being in the silly position.
Yeah. The silly position.
Yeah, you can be in the silly position in cricket.
Well, judging by you lads, the silly position is when I go to the toilet and it takes me half an hour to come out. I'd say that's more like
it's actually being very close to the boats to the batsman. That's regarded as being in the silly position.
Yeah. This sport does sound
silly mid off. You can be silly mid on.
This is the only sport you'd need a degree to understand. Can you actually do a master's in cricket? Did you get a degree in cricket?
I've only two left, right? Two
oh my
left.
God, there's more.
No, literally, these are the last two.
Rules,
right?
Right.
There's. He's not going to believe that this is a thing, Mike. He's going to assume we're winding him up with this, right? But anyway, what are dibbly dobbly bowlers?
Shut up!
I'm telling you, there's a description.
Shut up now,
dibbly dobbly bowlers.
Dibbly dobbly bowlers.
Not wibbly wobbly wonders. Dibbly dobbly bowlers.
A dibbly dobbly bowler is the hat that a Jaffa wears when he's going to a march.
Oh my god!
Oh my god, this is the funniest thing!
This is unbelievable!
What a sport!
Apparently, dibbly dobbly bowlers, which I'd never heard of, are bowlers who are of medium pace and are effective in the one day scenario in choking the runs. So basically, if you need to choke the runs, if you've had a bad night and you need
to choke. That's Imodium. Oh. You need Imodium to choke the runs after a bad night.
They should call Imodium dibbly dobbly bowlers in future.
Here, have a dose of the trots there. You don't have any dibbly dobbly bowlers in your handbag there. I need to, you know what I mean?
And the last one.
I need to make things a little stronger.
I'm actually a little scared even to go here on this one. This is the final one. PJ Gallagher, can I ask you, have you ever given a full toss?
The full toss.
And the only clue I'll give you is
loads
it's
of times.
Very similar to something we had before, but it does involve being below the waist.
Ah, for God's sake. Is this a real thing?
It's a real thing.
It involves being below the waist.
It was a term we had before, but when it's below the waist, it's called a full toss.
Get out of it. The cricket's a gas game, isn't it? Yeah. I can't. Oh, you know what I think a full toss is, and if you did that on a cricket field, you deserve to go to jail. So it's obviously not that. It's obviously not what's in my head. So I'm not even going to answer this question. I'm going to admit failure and hand it back to you, Jim McCabe.
Probably very wise.
I have no idea what a full. I know what a full toss is, but not in the sporting context. No, I'm sorry.
Well, basically, remember we had a beamer, and that was where the ball gets to the batsman without bouncing.
Yeah.
Well, if it's below the waist, it's known as a full toss. So when the ball gets to the batsman below the waist, it's a full toss.
You get a crack of the balls below the waist, it's a full toss. I got it. I understand it. I have cricket now.
I think we did very well. I think you've a good grasp of it.
I'm
now.
Actually sweating after that. I'm exhausted even trying to find out what cricket's about. Do you know something? Come on, England. I can't get into this. I'm disturbed now.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
you won't be there shouting, give him the full toss.
Give him the full toss earlier. Come on. Pull the jumpers up.
Some guaranteed Irish Aslan's Crazy World here at Classic Hits, 23 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Thank you for all of the WhatsApps, 087-188-0008 if you want to get to us. Somebody's pointed out actually that the Divine Comedy actually have an entire album of cricket songs.
Yeah, they do actually. I remember hearing that before, yeah.
We'll have to dig out.
I do love the Divine Comedy, but I think I might give that album a miss, judging by my lack of success there on the terminology, you know. God knows what I'd be thinking they'd be singing about. you know what I mean?
Yeah, dibbly dobbly bowlers and the full toss.
Mr. Lennon would be going on about getting the full toss off a Jaffa down the dibbly dobbly bowler, and I'd be like, I don't get it.
We are going to the stars.
Yeah.
Mind you, it's not sort of planets and things like that. No, this is your star sign.
Your star sign.
And what it tells us about you.
And what your attitude to food, more importantly. That's what this is all about today. So apparently, your star sign. You know the way it tells you? Well, look. It tells you nothing. Let's be honest. Let's get that out of the way first.
Exactly.
Right?
Just in case we gave you the false impression that we religiously go to the horoscopes, you know.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So it tells you very little, if anything at all.
Yeah.
But they can be a little bit of fun to read. And occasionally they do feel spookily accurate. And you just, that's more about how they're written than what's written, I suppose.
And sometimes when you do, you know, the kind of stuff that's like traits of people born at certain times of year and all that sort of stuff. Sometimes that can, again, feel a little bit accurate.
Right. So now,
now that we've tried our best to give this some sort of scientific relevance.
Yes. Let's get rid of all of that and choose to believe. We choose to believe. So this leading astrologer called Kate Arban, she says we subconsciously choose to eat certain foods depending on the time of year we were born and how the stars are aligned, right? So she's now teamed up. This is an absolute most bizarre teaming up. She's teamed up with Deliveroo, like, you know.
Deliveroo?
Because yeah, you know that they don't really believe in the old stars.
And they don't particularly care what star sign you are.
You know what I mean? I'm going to ring Deliveroo now. Do you know what? I'm going to ring him tonight. Hey, I'm hungry and I'm an Aries. Yeah. What do you recommend? What do you recommend? What do you think I should have?
Yeah, you know the way you did that scientific survey? I'm a Sagittarian. What am I going to have tonight then?
I'd like a bit. I'm going to have starters, Taurus starters, and an Aries main. And if you have any sort of dessert for an Aquarius, I'll have that as well. Now, work that one out, you scoundrels, right?
Brilliant.
So here's the way it works anyway. So this is, each of these star signs has a recommended or sort of, you know, a personality way to the way you would eat. What are you again there, Jim?
Sagittarian.
Sagittarian. Now, let me have, it's actually hard to find them. They've used those star signs that nobody uses. You know the ones?
What?
Like arrows and
little symbols and stuff. Yeah.
Make it obvious, you know.
So there's no half man, half horse, no?
Yeah, that's what you want. Yeah, that's what you want. There's not that. It's like an arrow with an, it looks like an anchor.
That's the other part of me that's spookily accurate about my star sign as well.
A bit of
an
anchor.
Half man, half horse, you know.
Oh, I thought you meant a bit of a W with an anchor. Anyway. So, fiery Sagittarius.
Whoa!
Often skip the traditional Irish meals in favour of something exotic. Like kimchi and rice. Who, is there ever a day, Jim, does it come in with a bowl of kimchi? I don't think so.
I'm not sure of it. I think I may have only tasted kimchi once.
It couldn't be more wrong. If ever there was a man...
I do like the fiery stuff. I know kimchi's not fiery, but you know what I mean?
If ever there's a man that looks like a human coddle walking around, it's Jim McCabe. Jim McCabe is the most coddlicious person you'll ever meet. There's no way you would ditch an
Irish
meal.
Excuse me, I am very partial to an exotic meal.
Yeah. A spicy sausage coddle. If you're into that. Or maybe some parsley in the mashed potatoes with a bit of lamb, I'd say. You know what I mean?
I love me Indian and Chinese foods and...
Yeah, he does, yeah. Well, a 3-in-1. With basically a traditional Irish Chinese.
How very dare!
I don't
so
think it's
kimchi.
Some...
Yeah, no, it does. It's probably,
kimchi
would
rice.
Not be something I'd associate with myself either.
Kimchi and rice.
Yeah, you're right.
Mike, imagine you eating what is it? Sort of leathery pickled cabbage. stop. I mean, I'm doing a bit of slag in the gym here, but let's be honest. He has much better taste than that carry on. I imagine anyway. So apparently, me Spice of Life, the impatient Aryan, wants to know. Oh, Aryan is a different thing.
Well,
I am not an Aryan by any description.
I don't know. He said some very strange things of me.
Impatient Aries only eats other humans that aren't his own race. No, impatient Aries wants food now and wants it hot and wants it spicy, such as a fiery burrito or a hot curry. I hate burritos. Can I just get that out of the way? Yeah, I can barely tolerate.
Well, when you want your food, you do want it now. I mean, they could have used you on those Snickers ads. You're not the same when you're hungry.
That's very true.
Because
you
get positively.
I do get a bit,
when you need your grub.
PJ, are you listening? Hey, are you listening? And then you just look at me, I'm just saliva dripping down looking at it.
PJ's staring at you going, you look like a sausage.
Why do you look like a tasty cake today?
But I'm not, like burritos and spicy food. Should we all say what happened when I went with the spicy sauces here? I nearly blew the top off.
No, you're
head.
Actually quite traditional as well, with your...
That's
because you're healthy eating and all that.
Yeah, I don't think that sums me up.
You're not a curry man.
I'd like an odd one, but I don't like one of them blowing your back doors off curries. You know them. I'm not into that. No, I don't like it. There's a level like that.
So it's not doing particularly well so far.
No, I don't think so. Mike, what's your star sign?
I'm Virgo, lads.
Virgo.
Virgo.
Yeah.
Right.
Certainly not the Virgo.
He's probably one of those new star signs. They only added it on. There he is. A discerning Virgo chooses wisely when it comes to nutrition, opting for a salad bowl or a protein bowl. That actually sums him up perfectly.
Wow, yeah,
It's on the head there, isn't
salad,
it?
Salad, yeah.
Salad bowls and protein bowls.
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen him with a protein ball.
Well, I, you know he's...
But then I don't know him that well.
I, come on. It's Mike. You can totally see Mike driving down the road with his Amaretto Affogato in one hand and his little tasty protein ball in the other. You get this? Yeah. Oh, wow.
And he is a man who...
I never... Who's the man ordering the Affogato at the moment?
Actually, yeah. Sorry, we have to out PJ.
Yeah.
Me and Mike have a coffee, a black coffee, and PJ has an Amaretto Affogato.
They're bloody lovely, like. And in fairness, I did get one for Mike, and he was so mortified, he didn't want to walk up the road holding the cup.
Because it was only short of having an umbrella in it.
Yeah, honest to God. What's Tara's star sign there? What's Tara?
Tara's there. Hang on a second. See if I can get Tara. Tara, what's your star sign?
Aquarius. I'm Aquarian.
Aquarius. Always ahead of the trend is Aquarius, it says.
Does that mean she's first to the food?
I'm even more suitable for the Snickers ad than PJ. When I'm hangry, you don't want to be anywhere near me.
Well, ahead of the trend, I think, Tara, you're going to be shocked. I don't think this sums you up at all. Will eat and loves all things vegan, such as falafel and hummus.
I do actually have hummus in the fridge outside, but...
Yeah, but it's for dipping your stuff.
Dipping your burgers into
it's dipping my burgers into. It's exactly what it's for.
Oh, wow.
I don't think that's you. You have a broader sort of horizon on your food.
To be fair to you, you'd never eat a full vegan, would you?
With the right hot sauce, maybe.
I'd get me two vegans and a pig of hummus on the side.
There you go. So, I don't know. I think we've pretty much...
It hasn't gone well. Then.
No, I think we've pretty much debunked this.
Eating based on your star sign is not something we can endorse, no.
Definitely
it's
not.
It's a fail all round. Oh,
a fail all round, big time.
Yeah.
Andy Bad News is in it. Apparently he just eats people that work for him. But there you go. It doesn't even have a star sign.
10cc, we decided we had to jump on the bandwagon while Ireland are winning. While it's going well in the cricket at the moment, we decided that's it. We'll suddenly be all over the cricket.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's our plan.
That's our new thing. We're mad for it now.
Bit of bandwagoning.
Yeah.
Always a good thing, you know. Always a good thing.
Are you joking? This is the capital of bandwagoning in the world. This is Ireland.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So this week, the chance to win a Sealy mattress with thanks to Living Dreams Cork. They're stockist for top international and Irish brands in living, in dining, in bedding. Ciarán is the main man. He is Cork's mattress guru. And he will allow you to pick your own choice of latex Sealy mattress and he will deliver it to you. He'll sort it all out. And of course, Sealy mattresses, if you're not familiar with them, huge, huge brand name, one of the biggest brand names in the world, Living Dreams in Cork. Little Island there in Cork is where the showroom is. They have a massive, massive selection. They're just there behind the NCT Centre. Their summer sale is on at the moment. If you want to check it out online before you pop along, livingdreams.ie is the website. That's Living Dreams with a Z. Okay, livingdreams.ie for more.
So there you go, 10 the score to beat the Breakfast Table Quiz this morning. 11 or more and you'll be in the lead. And Gavin Murphy in Dublin is going to have a go. How are you getting on, Gavin?
Morning, lads. How are we getting on?
All good, Gav. What's your story today? What are you up to?
Renovating a bathroom out in Selbridge, myself and Craig.
All right, so you're renovating a bathroom.
Yeah.
How are you in defrosting fridges? Because PJ's having a bit of a bother at the moment.
I've turned it into a bathroom, actually. Yeah, so I'm doing my best. Yes, I wish I had.
I have a feeling your place might need renovation when you're finished defrosting your fridge.
Yeah, I'm honestly.
And by the way, in case people think I'm making a mistake by saying defrosting your fridge as opposed to defrosting your freezer,
no,
I'm
it's the
not.
Fridge. Yeah,
he's actually
got a block of ice in the fridge, and I can't get it out.
He's actually got the weirdest fridge in the world.
Weirdest fridge in the world. It's unbelievable. I have to keep the milk in the freezer and everything else in the other part. And I don't have it upside down before anyone says.
Right, so listen, Gavin, the story for you is what do we need from Gavin? 11?
So we need 11 or more from Gavin, yeah.
Okay, so will Craig be any use to you here, Gav?
Craig's
of you
to me every day of the week.
Right. I sense there was a bit of tongue in cheek.
I think there might have been a bit of irony in that, yeah.
Right, best of luck, here we go.
In food, what are croutons made of?
A bread.
Yeah, in which sea would you find Jamaica?
Caribbean.
Does the 1976 film Bugsy Malone feature a cast of animals or children?
Children.
Burnt cream is the literal translation from the French of which rich dessert?
Pass.
Creme brulee. Which celebrity couple have a son called Brooklyn?
Beckham.
Yeah, complete the title of this James Bond film, The Living What?
Pass.
Daylights. According to the proverb, an apple a day keeps who away?
Okay.
Which Hollywood actress starred in the film E.T. when she was only 7?
Oh, the blondie one, wasn't it? Pat.
Drew Barrymore, in terms of land area, is the Republic of Ireland or England larger?
England.
Oh, yeah, what term is used for olive oil from the first cold pressing of the fruit?
Pass.
Extra virgin, what sort of club was started by Brad Pitt and Edward Norton in the film of the same name? In which sport does the top player from Europe receive a Ballon d'Or?
Soccer.
Yeah, how many legs does the Eiffel Tower have?
Four.
Yeah!
That's right, okay. Was that good enough? A touch and go, I'd say. This could be a close one.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
9, fart. Right, not quite there, Gavin, unfortunately.
Just a couple in there that threw you a little bit.
Not a bad effort, though, in fairness.
No, 9 is a normally decent enough score, to be honest with you. Just we need at least 11 or more. Anyway, Gavin, Craig, thanks a million for having a bash. Have a good
day,
man.
Take care,
cheers,
man.
Buddy.
See you later. Good luck in the Jacks.
Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick.